It's This Week in Bourbon, and I took the Miracle Move on Bourbon. And here's your headlines for April 26th, 2024. Master distiller Alex Castle will be leaving Old Dominic. The bourbon spirits market size is actually expected to rise up to $12 billion by 2030. And the Woodwork Collective and David Jennings have announced Raconteur Rye. But before we get started, here's a quick word from our partners. Ed Bly and Rising Tide Spirits are back again with a new release of Old Stubborn Bourbon. And this release of Old Stubborn is a premium hand marriage of 10, 11, and 12-year cask strength, barely filtered pot still bourbon. It comes in at a staggering 123.8 proof. And the flavoring grain for this one, which the last one was wheated, but this time it's now rye. Rich, sweet, and bold with a long finish that's sure to be another eye-opener. You can order online at Sealbox or thebourbonconcierge.com. And you can even purchase in person at Revival Vintage Spirits and even now with very few select stores in Kentucky. You can get it now while you can, but be sure to do it because it's not going to last long.
And they're off for another Gift 270 2020 Unicorn Raffle. Your $20 ticket gives you not one, but two chances to win from our lineup of 20 Woodford Reserve treasures, including the grand prize, the rarest unicorn yet, the Woodford Reserve Kentucky Derby 150 Baccarat Edition. Only 150 bottles were made and is just like the one the Derby winning owner receives. Quit horsing around and get your $20 tickets now at give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 0002703.
From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Happy post-Taylor Swift released album. I know you have been waiting for me to just push you over with the next Taylor Swift quote. I was going to do that, and that's from the latest release of Fortnite with her good buddy Post Malone.
I'm confused. I thought she just came out with an album like a few months ago.
No. That was last week. Last Friday.
Oh, because when Brian tricked me into taking that shot of me laying down the barrels to do the cover, I thought that was when was it just the album art?
It was the album cover. It was the album art, right? Yeah. Announcing that it was going to be.
Yeah, you see, shows this. I don't listen.
But man, she did it right. And I got to think, like, how do we do this in the bourbon world? It's like she released her first album at midnight and it was 15 songs. And then 2 hours later, she goes, surprise, bitches, I got another 15 songs. And she released the anthology. So it was like a bunch all at once. And people just went on a binge.
Yeah. Well, good for her. I mean, I guess the way they get played is on plays. So,
oh, yeah.
So releasing 15 additional songs, that's 15 additional more plays. So it's probably brilliant to do that.
Yeah, it was a lot. I mean, I saw that she has obviously taken the number one spot across Spotify, but you know, it's pretty cool. But you know what? There's another thing to celebrate. Ryan, happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. You forgot your birthday again, Frank. Well, thank you, Kenny. I appreciate that. It's not till Sunday, but thank you for remembering my birthday.
We got to put it out there. It is in my calendar, so I make sure I have
it. Well, that's nice. Even though...
it makes me feel any better. I have to do that for my own wife. I have to put her birthday in my calendar, too, so I don't mess that one up.
Well, I did a smart thing to always remember her birthday. I made her... Well, I shouldn't tell everybody our passcodes. Never mind. I was like...
What's your PIN number again?
Yeah, never mind. I won't do that. I was just thinking me and you were talking. I forget that people listen to us. But thank you. That's very kind, even though you're not coming to my birthday celebration.
Okay, there you go.
We'll have one here at the warehouse tomorrow or something.
Well, I guess this is the 39 for you, right?
So 39,
You got 1 year left of being young. What are you going to do?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. We're going down to Nulu and probably go one of my favorite restaurants. A lot of people don't think about this place, but I love it. It's Mayan Cafe. So I'll be down there. And then
you're a big fan of their lima beans, aren't you?
Oh, their lima beans are outstanding.
Very rare in somebody's life. And you're like, I can't wait to get down and some lima beans.
That's me. And then we'll probably just hang out newly, probably go hit up Seven and maybe go down the Thoroughbred Society or something. I don't know. I'm giving away all my plans. So
there you go.
So not that anyone's going to show up that you besides who got invited.
You happen to be in Louisville on April 27th, just putting around downtown.
Around Newly. Yeah. You'll see me stumbling around. Yeah. So one more year till I'm 40. Seems like everybody in my circle has already turned 40. So it's like
you are the young chicken.
I am. I'm so mature for my age.
I said that a lot about you to people that I met, and you know, we got in business together because I'm about 2 years older than you.
Yeah.
And I always said that you're much more wiser beyond your years. And
oh,
I don't
know about that.
I totally agree. It's whether it's, you know, you got thrown to the wolves from your dad and your business acumen, or whether it's, you know, you take time to kind of like meditate and process things through. It's like, you're a lot of people that are, I wouldn't say me, but you know, we have like either knee-jerk reactions or we don't know how to process things properly. But you're very even keeled. You're easy to talk to. You got great one-liners. Like you're the full package.
Thanks. Wow, this has turned into a great episode.
If something ever happens in your marriage, just know Tinder is just like it's waiting for you. Like you're gonna be fine.
Got a great profile. Probably a lot. But yeah, the spiritual aspect helps. Praying. I think it's just my demeanor. Probably gummies help too, throughout my life. Yeah, just, I don't know. I like learning from people. I'm one of those people that like I always have imposter syndrome because I'm like, I just think I'm a dumbass. But so I always ask people that I think are smarter than me, you know, how they do things. And I like learning from people. And I think maybe that's where I get a lot of the wisdom is from other people. Mm-hmm. I think it's acknowledging that I don't know anything, so I'm comfortable asking everyone.
Rely on other people for their expertise, and then it makes you look like the hero.
Exactly.
That's the best way to do
it. Yep.
Well, anyway, happy birthday, Ryan. Enjoy 39, and then the dreaded 40 is going to come around.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, your eyes are shot, your knees buckle, and it's all over.
Because currently, I'm aging faster than our whiskey, which is not good.
I can tell.
Yep, a lot of gray beer.
There's a lot of gray going on over there. All right. Before we kick things off, of course, we're always on the lookout for ambassadors for helping us grow our brand with Pursuit Spirits. I know I'm not going to harp on it too much anymore, but if you are in these areas, please reach out to me. We could always use some more help. So in the Texas area, if you're in Austin, El Paso, or Dallas, we can always use some more hands there. In the Northern Kentucky area, you know, you're in not Cincinnati proper, even though we probably could use somebody there and help hit some, you know, some jungle gyms and whatnot. But of course, around in the Northern Kentucky, Covington area, always good to have somebody there. We might be looking for somebody in Paducah. I don't know. If you're in the Paducah area, just let me know. New Mexico, Albuquerque, or Santa Fe. One of those two great regions. I had the opportunity to actually go visit there last year. Love both the cities. I need to spend more time in Santa Fe. The restaurant scene there was incredible. And then lastly, Memphis, Tennessee. So if you are a big fan of Ribs and Cozy's Corner, then we're a big fan of you. So we need you to come join our team and help be an ambassador.
I could be an ambassador there. Just go to Cozy's every day.
you wouldn't survive.
I know.
You wouldn't make it past lunch every day.
I'd be bloated every day.
You'd be like, where's Ryan? He only works from like 7 to 11 every day.
Yep. Just so I could go eat ribs all day long. That would be like, I wish... Maybe for my 40th, that would be the ultimate, is getting those Cozy Ribs somehow for my 40th, because those are the best damn piece of food I've ever had.
They are good. So yeah. We put them in some tinfoil, overnight them, and we'll reheat them here in the Pursuit microwave.
Yep. And one announcement, too, I have, if you don't mind, the Bourbon Open, which is near and dear to my heart. I love the Bourbon Open, and played in Bardstown, Bourbon, capital of the world, obviously, but it's at my old Kentucky home, Country Club. It's going to be Friday, Saturday, May 10th and 11th. There's, you know, it's a Friday and Saturday. It's an awesome tournament. It's about 300, 400 golfers. Great time. Bourbon focus, golf focus. So if you're into golf and into the bourbon, highly recommend checking out the Bourbon Open. It's Friday and Saturday, May 10th and 11th. We will actually have our team there on Friday night doing a tasting of Pursuit Spirits products along with some other vendors that will be there. So it's just a really cool event. And obviously it's in my hometown, Bardstown, and help support that town. So if you're interested in golf and bourbon, check out the Bourbon Open this year.
Yes. And you know, it's funny, we actually had somebody talk to us about a year ago. You know, we do our Palooza, by the way. If you're looking for Palooza, I think there's a little bit less than 6 tickets left, so brbn.at/palooza24. We talked about it all on last week's show, so go listen to that one. But they said, you know, you all should get together a golf scramble. And so we'll call it the Pursuit Open, something like that. So
yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I have it in me to do any more event planning, but Ryan, maybe this could be up your alley. Because
we'll give you one of those big, like, paper checks at the end. Make like grand prize of $200. Yeah, like Happy Gilmore.
Say, I think that actual physical check was probably cost more than the money written on it.
I watched Happy Gilmore Masters Week and I forgot how great that movie is. It's so good.
I mean, if you would have paid attention to anything at Coachella the past 2 weeks, did you also see the hints there?
Because
of course Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce were there. And Travis Kelce was wearing a Happy Gilmore hat.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
I thought you were going to say Shooter McGavin and Trace and Taylor Swift.
Yeah. So he's already kind of teasing that one out. So looking forward to Happy Gilmore number two.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, let's get on with the news here. So that first headline here is that Old Dominic Distillery, they're the ones based out of Memphis. Maybe she will have, oh, and right, she's gone now.
Yeah, she's coming back.
I was like, maybe she'll leave and just be our ambassador. But Master Distiller Alex Castle, she'll be leaving the company after 9 years of service, and she's going to be returning to her home state of Kentucky to pursue new opportunities in the industry. And her last day at Old Dominic will be Friday, May 24th.
Well, that's bittersweet. She's a very talented distiller, really put that brand on the map and left them in good hands. She did, you know, a lot of good distillation for them. Their products are fantastic. You know, obviously Kentucky bourbon's the greatest, but I'm really seeing some really good Tennessee whiskey starting to come out, and Old Dominic's one of them. And so, yeah, it's interesting to see where she lands here in Kentucky. I predicted that maybe she was going the Girard County one, but it was Lisa Wicker, which is obviously equally as talented, but, yeah, excited for her to get back into her home state, and yeah, I'm sure it's bittersweet for both of them.
Yeah, no. So she was a former distiller or on the distillation team over at Wild Turkey before she went over to Old Dominic. So it'll be interesting to see where she pops up here in the next couple months. All right. So our next one from one of our sponsors, Give270, they actually have a new giveaway. And for each $20 ticket that's purchased, it is going to offer participants two chances to win from a great lineup of 20 Woodford Reserve products, including the rarest unicorn yet to be revealed, which is the Woodford Reserve Kentucky Derby 150th Baccarat Edition. So now through May 8th at 7 p.m., you can purchase your $20 tickets at support. And you can do it at give270.org.
Oh, that's very cool. I'm hoping we get to try it next week.
Oh, at the Baccarat?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because, by the way, shout out to our good friends at Brown-Forman. We will be there once again in the media suite with them. Always want to say thank you so much for the invite. It's what we look forward to every single year.
Thanks, Chris Pointer, for always including us.
Yes. Cheers to him, man. All right, so Three Court Bourbon, they're known for its innovative blends of music-inspired whiskey. They're announcing a newest collaboration with the Allman Brothers, and this is in their esteemed Backstage series. So it's a year in the making and set to be released this summer. This collaboration will pay tribute to the legendary band's iconic sound and legacy. The Three Court production team is already hard at work, meticulously crafting a whiskey that captures the essence of the Allman Brothers Band's soulful style and spirit. Each sip will be a harmonious blend of flavors reflecting the band's dedication to excellence and creativity. In addition to the bespoke blend, special attention is being given to the label design, inspired by the Allman Brothers Band's distinctive artwork. Fans can expect a package that is as memorable as the music that inspired it. Follow Three Court Bourbon on Facebook and Instagram for details for this new collaboration as the release date approaches.
I love the Allman Brothers. You probably don't really care for them.
When I was in my jam band days, you know, listened to
like college
Fish and Widespread and stuff like that. Yeah, I used to listen to Allman, but
I did too. Mm-hmm. It's great driving music.
Oh, like, yeah.
You're driving through on I-65 down
it's just country roads, man.
Oh, Ramble Man. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't sound like him, but anyways, that's cool. Three Chords definitely latched on to the Southern rock kind of, you know, vibe and hitting those artists, which is smart because they have passionate fan bases and, you know, people, that's a good way to track people that might not necessarily buy your product. And, you know, but Allman Brothers are historic, legendary rock band. So I think it's pretty cool.
I think so as well. Yep. Good people there. So when Shelter Distilling planted their flag at the base of Mammoth Mountain in California, they did so with a passion for adventure. And for the last 7 years, they've been attracting like-minded individuals, coming together to share stories and whatnot. But with the growing popularity of their Shelter Distilling spirits, the team is now needed to expand. And they're doing so by embarking on a new adventure and they landed in Montrose, Colorado. Now the adventure has another starting point and the distillery there to serve all their visiting thrill seekers. The new distillery in Montrose will be located a mile and a half from the airport, enabling visitors to opportunity to begin and end their Colorado adventure with shelter. The new facility will be 14,000 square feet with a restaurant, bar, and event space, in addition to the production and warehousing facility. This is a sizable increase from the space from their only 3,600 square feet that is now at Mammoth Lakes. For those who frequent the Mammoth Lakes location, don't fret, it's not going anywhere. And with all the additional space in Colorado, Shelter would begin a much-anticipated tour program and will offer event space to visitors to host truly unique and memorable get-togethers. There will also be plenty of Shelter cocktails and good food. The production facility is expected to produce around 15 to 25 barrels per week, using, of course, state-of-the-art equipment, because why would they use anything else? It's also going to undergo a meticulous process with a 3,000-liter Barrison hybrid pot still, enabling them to regulate the column for optimal flavor for whiskey, spirits, and creations. They also do canned cocktails, Cody counter pressure canner. They do beers and kegs, bright in-house tanks. It's actually going to be opening on May 18th.
Sounds like an awesome one-stop shop.
Yeah.
For all your booze needs.
It's crazy to think like, hey, you know, we did something really good here in California. We need some more space. Let's just go ahead and pick up shop.
California.
Yeah, let's go move it to Colorado.
Land must be a lot cheaper. Taxes.
Well, I mean, you've flown into Denver, right?
Yeah.
What the hell out there is in Denver near the airport?
Nothing.
Nothing. There's literally
Opryland Hotel. That's about it.
I mean, that's the part. Like, I love Denver, by the way. And the only part I hate about Denver is like any major metropolis you fly into a city, you're what, 15 minutes from where you need to be. Not in Denver.
No.
It's like 45. It reminds me of, is it Gatwick? Whatever it is out in London. Heathrow. Like Heathrow in London. Yeah, you're a solid like hour away from actual London. So it's,
I mean, Atlanta's maybe even worse. It's like,
I got around pretty easily, but
yeah.
But yeah, anyway, that's my only beef with
it is like, what you got to do. I did this last time I was in Denver. I stayed at the hotel. I can't remember. It's at Union Station. But you take the train from the airport, will drop you off at Union Station. You're right there. And it's like, make it so much better than having to rent a car and do all that jazz.
I didn't know that. I've always taken an Uber
or
renting a car.
Yeah. And it's only like $10 or $12 train ticket ride. So it's much more pleasant.
You found the cheat code, man.
I did.
All right. Well, people in Denver, why didn't you let me know about
this? My wife figured that out, of course, not me.
Oh, okay. There you go. She read the TripAdvisor reviews.
Exactly. Tips, travel tips.
All right. So we'll have one bourbon one, and then we have two kind of fun ones. So the last one is that bourbon spirits market size is expected to rise up to $12 billion by 2030. And this is according to Fairfield Market Research. So the global spirits market is poised for a surge, with analysts predicting a rise from roughly $8.2 billion in 2022 to around $12 billion by 2030. This report projects a continual annual growth rate of 5.6%, indicating a strong and steady upward trend and a focus on premium experiences and catering to evolving consumer tastes. Big distilleries are investing heavily in expanding production, allowing them to create a wider variety of bourbons, and this includes options with lower alcohol content or reduced calories, perfect for those seeking a lighter drinking experience. When it comes to buying bourbon, consumers are increasingly looking for deals, and warehouse clubs like Costco and Sam's are expected to see the fastest growth in bourbon sales within the forecasted period. These stores offer bulk purchases at attractive prices, making it easier for the budget-conscious bourbon lover to stock up.
So that growth was only bourbon, right?
That is correct. Well, that's the bourbon spirits market.
Well, that's good. It doesn't feel like that right now.
No, it sure doesn't.
Yeah, but I'm glad there's some positivity on that, but I know I've always, you know, you talk about low calorie and this and that. It's like, I've always thought bourbon has missed that mark. It's like, I know you can't make health claims, but everybody, somehow tequila got this like bullshit out there. Like, oh, it's healthy for you, you know?
And they like, did? I must have missed that.
Well, because they'll be like, oh, I drink tequila because I don't get hangovers and it's healthier for me. And it's like,
people always say, I don't drink like, bourbon because I get mean and angry when I drink bourbon.
And it's like, well, how much are you drinking? But anyways, bourbon is 100 calories, you know, typically in an ounce, and there's zero carbs, zero sugar. And it's like, I feel like they're missing something there that could attract people. And it has flavor, unlike vodka. And tequila is nasty. I don't know how you people drink it. Ugh.
Really?
I don't like tequila.
I've tried. How do you not like a margarita?
I mean, of course, I like a margarita. But, I mean, lime and sugar agave in it, but yeah. Not neat. I don't like it neat.
It's all right. You're taking down the rye rita. But I don't know. I'm like, I've every once in a while, I'm like, ooh, like that tastes pretty good.
But curious how they
got still to be my first.
Yeah, I'm curious how they get these, like, how analysts predict that. Is it like a population growth? Is it domestic? Is it overseas? Like, how do they?
I think this is why they want you to buy the board.
The stats.
This is the
summary.
The hook that gets you in there.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah, that's
we'll reach out to our friends that buys it.
Yeah, there you go. If anybody bought this and wants to share their
share the PDF with
$1,000 PDF they paid for, just by all means, send it our way. All right, so the last two are kind of fun ones. I mean, I guess this isn't necessarily fun for them at least, but a ransomware attack on the Swedish logistics company has prompted warnings from the country's sole liquor retailer that its top shelves in stores around the country may be empty by the end of the week. This directly affected the company's Scanlog. It's a critical distributor for Systembolaget, a Swedish government-owned retail chain with a monopoly on the sale of beverages stronger than 3.5% alcohol by volume. Scanlog's chief executive, Mona Zuko, told newspaper Dagens Industri that the incident was a ransomware attack from a group based in North Korea. The basis on which this attribution was made was not clear. The logistics company is so important to Systembolaget that the company's press officer, Theodor Alquist, warned that certain beers, wines, and spirits, and even paper bags could be sold out within a few days. All beverage categories at all stores throughout the country are affected. And Systembolaget said that there was no risk of totally drying out, but there are certain brands that were likely to disappear until delivery started arriving again. Scanlog has not suggested when operations might return to normal, and Systembolaget's spokesperson said the company had a backup plan if its distributor was unable to resume deliveries.
Sounds like they need to sell some stuff, so they're creating
something.
So that people are like, oh, I better go stock up now. You know, it's like the whole toilet paper thing. Like, it's like toilet paper's run out. Everybody needs to run.
You gotta go get some. Man alive, was that a down point of humanity?
Oh my gosh. I didn't take it seriously
until you couldn't get toilet paper.
And then I went there and was like, oh my gosh, I was like, there's no way people are hoarding toilet paper of all things. And sure enough,
I was literally one of those people work at Costco who I knew there. He was like, hey,
the truck's here.
He was like, are you here to get toilet paper? I was like, no, but I guess I'll get some if you have some. He's like, here, take this ticket. So I was like, able to get some Costco toilet paper mid-pandemic when all was going on. I was like, all right, I think the toilet paper situation might be fine for the next few weeks.
Yeah. Not planning on crapping that much.
Oh, man. Like I said, that was a low point of humanity there.
Wild times.
Yeah. But could you imagine if a ransomware attack happened on somebody like RNDC, Southern, or something like that? And just, I mean, literally, if you can think about it, like, eats the systems, like, nobody can access anything. All the orders going in and out from all suppliers to retailers, like, inaccessible. Oh, like, gone.
They'd be panic mode.
Yeah. I mean,
like, this is. How many orders did you sell? You had 30 cases, right? Not
five. Yeah, that it would be crazy. But again, this is why you work in IT and why you have backups of backups of backups and disaster recovery plans and all that sort of stuff too.
That's why your job exists.
Yep, pretty much. All right, so our last one here, this one is kind of fun. So a London marathoner runner tasted a different glass of wine each mile of the race. Tom Gilby, who is a professional wine seller, drank 25 glasses of wine during the 26.2-mile route while also trying to guess the country of origin, producer, and year. He was actually able to guess 7 wines perfectly, and on 14 occasions, he was actually partially correct. Despite stopping to sample wine at every mile, he still completed the race in less than 5 hours.
Jeez.
I know.
I don't know how you do that. I've did the bourbon chase a couple times, and it's like, you saw people taking bourbon. I'm like, I'm like cramping over here. How are y'all drinking alcohol?
Because they're professional runners.
That's true.
And alcoholics.
Me. Yeah. That's fascinating. That's pretty cool.
So does the bourbon chase, do they actually have bourbon set up for people to sample, or is it just kind of like, if it's in your van?
Yeah, just people bring it, you know. I don't, they may have had it at the distilleries, but I just didn't pay attention. I was worried about running the hills of Kentucky.
I will say that I will never say another bad word about the Bourbon Chase ever again, because there was somebody a long time ago left us a 1-star review on Apple Podcasts, because apparently I said, like, I'm not a runner. I don't run. I don't see the benefit in doing this. And that really pissed them off. And so they left us a 1-star review and said, we didn't get what the Bourbon Chase was. And I'm like, listen, I know exactly what it is. I just don't want to do it.
Somebody said, I'd interject my politics into all our conversations. I was like, really? When do...
That's... Yeah, but, you know, they're our fans and we'll listen to them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that is all for the bourbon news. Stick around. As usual, bourbon release news coming up. Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. And you can get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/bourbon, all lowercase, and go to shopify.com/bourbon to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/bourbon. If you're anything like me, then you can't get enough about bourbon. And that's why I'm a subscriber to Bourbon Plus magazine. Bourbon Plus is a quarterly publication that tells the stories from the heart of bourbon, the farmers who grow the grain, the distillers who labor over the process, and the people, like you and me, who raise their glasses to celebrate it all. Subscribe to Bourbon Plus magazine today at bourbonplus.com, that's PLUS.com, and use code PURSUIT at checkout for $5 off your subscription. Hey everybody, bourbon release news time, and let's jump right into it. Garrison Brothers, they're releasing their award-winning Lady Bird. This was first released in 2023, and its limited expression was inspired by the legacy of its namesake, Lady Bird Johnson, and honors her commitment to the environment and Texas native wildflowers. Lady Bird is a Texas honey-infused cognac-finished bourbon that starts its life as a small batch that is aged for 4 years in new white American oak barrels before being infused with Burleson's Texas wildflower honey for an additional 8 to 9 months, creating an exquisite cask-strength honeydew. The bourbon is then transferred into French cognac XO cask to mature for an additional 3 years. It's bottled at 114 proof, and each bottle is hand-sealed with a delightful prairie purple wax. This year's Lady Bird release yielded a total of 7,002 bottles, and on Saturday, May 11th, the first 1,000 bottles will be available at the distillery, and the price is $180 per bottle.
I absolutely love this press release. I respect it so much because they said honey infused instead of honey cask finish, because honey cask finish is honey infusing bourbon. Maple cask finish is infusing. And so absolutely love that they just went ahead and said it's infused, and kudos to them. Yeah. And another thought is, why do these Texas brands love? There's something about you just put the wildlife or something. Name it after an animal or a wildflower, you know. Sills.
We gotta do our research on native animals of Texas, and we'll figure out from there.
Yeah, we'll do Kentucky, I guess.
The common gray squirrel.
Yeah, exactly. The box turtle.
they are seemingly crawfish. All over the place right here. You know, I remember catching crawfish as a kid. That was always fun. It used to be a creek. I used to go down in my neighborhood with one of my best friends. If you ever listen to this, shout out to Ryan and Michael Dugan down there. But yeah, we'd sit there and we'd literally have our bare feet in the creek.
Oh, yeah.
Have these little kind of like butterfly nets, and we'd put them down behind a rock. We'd lift a rock up, and, you know, they use their tail to like fling themselves backwards, and we just catch them in the net.
I'd love doing that.
Yeah, we grab them, and we used to keep them in a fish tank, and they didn't live there very long.
Kenny the Destroyer.
I know. But, you know, when you're a kid, you think you're like, oh, this is cool.
And then, it is cool. I remember doing that vividly as a kid. I miss those days. I need to take my son to go catch crawdads.
Catching all the minnows and stuff.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those are good days.
Yep.
Much more simpler times before we had to worry about honey cask finished whiskey.
That's right.
Actually, it's honey cask finished with additional French oak cask or French cognac cask.
That's, yeah. That's that a sounds
lot
delicious.
It's a lot of stuff going on there.
Yep.
All right. So J. Mattingly, 1845, is releasing his highly anticipated Combat Infantry Badge or CIB bourbon. And this is happening. Well, it already happened. Saturday or Sunday, April 21st, but it kicks off new Sunday visitation hours as well. The CIB bourbon is the latest bourbon release in their CIB series. Combat infantry badges are awarded to Army enlisted infantry or special forces officers in the grade of colonel or below who are engaged in active ground combat. Each year, J. Mattingly, 1845, donates a portion of the sales of the CIB bottles to military-related nonprofits. And this year's recipient is Forgotten Coast Canine. It's such a nonprofit organization that helps provide service dogs to veterans and first responders with the mission to stop suicide in those communities by getting them a service dog that they need. The 2024 CIB bourbon was aged for 6.5 years and is bottled at 116 proof.
Hmm. Very cool. Great organization. I love it.
Yep. Very knowledgeable. Very good on them, should I say.
Admirable.
Admirable. Man, I'm really struggling finding my words the past few days. I'm like, I was on a pretty good kick.
All
for
you're
a while.
Worried about is damn Taylor Swift quotes.
Well, to be fair, like it's pretty popular right now. So yeah. you gotta figure out, you know, what's your pecking order, what's the priorities here.
Yep.
But you know, this is one that everybody kind of was really rushing out to get, and then all of a sudden people were like, it's okay. But in regards of American whiskey, it's kind of a good thing. So after 5 years, Bullet Frontier Whiskey is announcing the return of its 12-year-old American Straight Rye. This 12-year-old uses the same mash bill as its flagship 95.5, as one of the highest rye percentages on the market, aged and matured to perfection in new charred American white oak cask for a minimum of 12 years. And this 2024 release incorporates whiskey from barrels aged up to 17 years in the blend. It's bottled at 92 proof and has a price of $55.
Yeah, I've been seeing people on the Facebook groups, you know, going after it and whatnot. I mean, it's the price is great for a 12-year.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, at that proof point, I'm sure it's just like...
It probably loses a lot.
A lot of flavor, yeah.
I mean, I put me in charge over Diageo and some of the marketing and figure this out because, like, this is the perfect way. If you want to get the whiskey geeks that are ready behind you, holy crap, why are you not opening this up for private barrel selections?
Yeah, or come out with a cash drink version of it.
I mean, not even that. Just open it for private barrels. Like, people will eat this up in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And you can charge $100 a bottle. Easy.
Yeah, I know. Or you can just go to, never mind, I'll shut up.
By the way, cash drink, single barrel, it would fly off the shelf.
Yeah.
All right, so after taunting the Scots last year with the Beholden, which was aged 21 years, Whistlepig today has unveiled its next super age statement. And this is Whistlepig, 25-year single malt. And guess what this one's called? The Badonkadonk.
No way.
It is. It says the Badonkadonk. But it has like, it's like if you're reading like Swedish or something, it has like those little like things over top of the O and a circle on top of the A. I don't know. However, this new chapter in the future of single malt sees the cult California Cabernet Silver Oak and John Cleese join Whistlepig's whiskey revolution. Most single malt scotch was created by generations past for generations past. In its quest to rouse the category with a new world whiskey order, the Badonkadonk goes big on age and cask finish with an allied American oak. After a quarter century in new American oak, each barrel is finished in a silver oak Alexander Valley Cabernet Sauvignon barrel. The Badonkadonk is bottled as a single barrel to capture the individual complexity of each barrel. And Whistlepig 25 single malt Badonkadonk will be, will be available with additional very limited quantities annually alongside its other limited release, which is the 21 single malt of Beholden. They're available now for 750 millimeters. Suggested retail price is $2,000. And then the Beholden, sorry, the 2000s for the Badonkadonk, and then $900 for the Beholden, and they can be purchased at whistlepigwhiskey.com.
Badonkadonk 2000, that's funny. I don't know.
I mean, what I like about it is because, you know, they had that decanter release of the pig where you had to actually pour it out of its butt.
Right.
So it kind of fits.
They should. Oh, it is in a pig. This one is?
No. I don't think this.
That
one
would
is.
Have been funnier. Yeah. That was the Badonkadonk.
It would have been good
coming out of the pig's ass.
Mm-hmm. But maybe
nothing screams luxury like Badonkadonk.
It really doesn't, does it?
Yeah, that's brilliant.
That's the fun part about it.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's somebody. That's
and it's
gonna...
an American single malt.
No, it doesn't say that.
Okay,
it just says 25-year single malt. That's gotcha. All it says. So I don't think anybody 25 years ago making yeah. single malts in America.
Yeah, they should have kept that turn. No, I'm kidding.
All right, so our next one is at Derby City Gaming and Hotel at 4520 Poppet Level Road. It's here in Louisville, by the way, if you don't know that. They're announcing the release of its first expression in their Thoroughbred Collection series of limited edition unique bourbons. The Thoroughbred Collection is inspired by the two signature industries of Kentucky, horse racing and bourbon, which are both embodied and celebrated at the Derby City Gaming and Hotel. The inaugural release, named Starting Gate, is meticulously crafted four-grain, pot-still, single-barrel Kentucky bourbon aged for 6.5 years and was handpicked from the private barrels collection by Tim Niddle, who's the official bourbon ambassador of Churchill Downs. Starting Gate has a limited release of only 168 bottles, priced at $200 each, and will be available exclusively at the Derby City Gaming and Hotel. And if you want to say hi to Tim, he'll actually be doing bottle signings on Thursday, May 2nd from 3 to 8 p.m. and Sunday, May 5th from 9 to 12 p.m.
Oh, so pre-Derby and post-Derby.
There you go. Get your other non-badonkadonks in here.
That's right. Well, Tim's got a good palate, knows what he's doing, so I'm sure it's good.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm excited for the Derby City downtown when it's going to open.
It's already open.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, whoops.
Yep. I've already been there.
I'm excited.
Yeah. I mean, it's fantastic. It's if you like slot machines, right?
Yeah.
I think it's kind of the bummer about this. Like, yeah, they just started legalizing a lot of gambling, sports gambling, everything like that. But they don't have, there's no roulette, there's no craps, there's no blackjack. Yeah. It's just all slots. And I'm kind of going like, all right, I can do this for like maybe 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I lose my money. I'm kind of like, all right, that was enough.
Yeah. But you can do sports gambling there? They have like a sports book?
I don't know
if
they
have
that.
Or you just do it on
your app? I don't really know about that. But like I said, it's cool to see that kind of grow in the city and everything like that too. And speaking of other things that got legalized, but gosh, how have we not talked about medical marijuana now starting to hit Kentucky?
I know. That's a good news. Good sign.
I know. How do we not do that at the top of the segment talking about your birthday?
I know. Yeah, sorry. Now I can legally squeeze it in there.
I guess. We're getting closer.
Getting closer.
I want you to see how bad your glaucoma is going to get when you turn 40. Yeah.
The gummies I'm talking about are vitamins.
All right. So New Rift Distilling will join the Silver Grove Community Foundation to dedicate a new park at Green Valley Pond on April 22nd. This is thanks to funds raised through New Rift Silver Grove Commemorative Edition and is a nod to whiskey produced back to the 1930s. New Rift also announced a 2024 bottling of Silver Grove Bourbon, and that will be joined by the debut of Silver Grove Rye, with a portion of proceeds from both continuing to benefit the Silver Grove Community Foundation. The original Silver Grove was a 1933 bottling distilled in 1917 at the Edward Brinkman Distillery in Cincinnati's Carthage neighborhood. And this is, again, according to New Rift co-founder, and I guess you'd say historian, Jay Arisman, who actually still has the original bottle in his collection. The 2024 Silver Grove Bourbon is a 65% corn, 30% rye, and 5% malted barley, bottled at 116 proof. And the 2024 Silver Grove Rye is 95.5 and bottled at 116.4 proof. And both will be available at New Rift's gift shop for $56.
Cool. Coming out with the vintage labels.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
You know, I think, you know, we have to have a roundtable next week, and I think that's the topic I want to talk about, is what do people think about vintage labels? Like, is it marketing? Is it something
why do people gravitate towards them?
Yeah,
like exactly. Why do people pay $300 for Buffalo Trace in a Prohibition style?
Pretty much, yeah. That's what I want. But I would say that's a little bit different because they have some different mash bills and different ages in there. But you know, if it's just like I'm buying some MGP and putting it into, I'm just saying, like, if I was to get like some 6-year MGP and put it into an old label, like, would you care about it? And who knows?
I think people do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
I don't
just
know
like
why though.
Yearning for the past from days forgotten.
You know, this is where we have, being whiskey geeks has ruined our, like, people just, there's a lot of vanity in purchases, and I think the vintage label is something cool and you can put on your bar and it just looks cool. You know, it doesn't necessarily matter what's inside. It's just that old school looking package. I don't know.
All right. Well, let's keep that in the back of our mind. We'll get
Whereas some. We're like, because it's the same thing. Like, why do people care about the 150th edition of the Woodford bottle when it's the same exact Woodford or the makers, you know? But most consumers don't think about that. They're just like, oh, I just want something that says 150 on it. You know, it's fascinating.
Yeah, that's true. Well, let's table that. We'll get to it next week.
Yep.
So when first released in 2022, Basil Hayden challenged the notion that smoky spirits are harsh with the limited edition release. So Basil Hayden's Subtle Smoke. Well, after what was intended to be a one-time release, this exciting innovation, which offers a balance of soft and silky smoke notes and refined finish, racked up $1.9 million in Nielsen sales in its first 6 months on the shelf. So backed by popular demand, Basil Hayden is excited to announce Subtle Smoke will return to shelves for a limited time. With the flavor of most smoky spirits can be attributed to smoking the grain pre-distillation, the smoother, more approachable flavor of Basil Hayden Subtle Smoke is the result of using unique barrel finishing processes. Featuring the signature Basil Hayden High Rye mash bill as its base, the bourbon is then aged for 6 weeks inside a secondary toasted and lightly charred barrels that have been pumped with a special smoke that was made from a delicate ignition of hickory smoke chips. As usual, 80 proof, price tag of $50.
I love how they said it's intended to be a one-time release. Yeah, right.
I don't know. They're like, well, this worked out pretty good. We'll just do it again.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, to be fair, they probably do pay attention to that. How many other random one-off Basil Hayden releases have there been? Remember there was that like...
The rum one.
That one. They had that other like really wine cask finish that felt like it was just like too wine casky.
Yeah, and they had the brown rice one.
So they probably do pay attention to those sales and the fact that you could just... age this for 6 weeks, like that's an easy one to revive.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah. Basil Hayden's a hot seller too.
There we go. All right,
people Nielsen like that
data.
Smooth.
Yep, Nielsen data. It makes sense. All right, so Lux Row Master Distiller and Master Blender John Rempe marks a decade of distinction and secrecy as he renews his annual pact with bourbon by releasing Blood Oath Pack 10. Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, double finished in Cabernet Franc and Merlot casks. In honor of Blood Oath's double-digit age milestone, Rempe achieved a double finish for this year's special Secret Blend. For a decade, Rempe has sought out famous and forgotten rare bourbons and bottled them in combinations for his limited annual Blood Oath packs. Not to cater to anyone's loyalties, he has sworn to never reveal where he finds his bourbon, but only promises to choose and make the best that he knows. Lux Row only releases one new Blood Oath packed annually, and each limited edition features a distinct and thoughtfully designed label. This year, a black label with striking silver highlights adorns the Blood Oath Pack 10 bottle, and like its predecessors, each bottle of Blood Oath Pack 10 comes in a commemorative fire-branded wooden display box. The official launch of Blood Oath Pack 10 will include a total allocation of 51,000 bottles, 98.6 proof, and $130 SRP.
It's in blood.
It's in blood.
He's not telling you.
We're gonna pin him down. We're gonna duct tape him against the wall and be like, "Tell me where you get your barrels,
or we'll take your blood."
Yeah, there we go. Get a knife out. Just put it to his neck. Be like, "I gotta know."
51,000 bottles. That's pretty big.
Yeah,
big release.
Yeah. It is. But that's the cool thing. I mean, there's a lot of people out there.
I've had some of these that are actually really good.
Oh, we've done reviews. I know we're gonna get a small sample of this in. I don't know many Blood Oaths that I haven't.
Yeah, they've always been solid.
They've always been good. So
yeah.
Good for them.
Good job, John.
All right. So Chattanooga Whiskey has announced their latest offering, the Founder's 12th Year Anniversary Blend, curated annually by founder Tim Pearson. This special edition whiskey pays homage to Chattanooga Whiskey's past, present, and future. And this year's blend is comprised of 12% of their 1816. This represents the company's storied past. 1816 is the smallest of the company's three Solera barrels and holds their original founding recipe, originally launched in 2012. 60% of barrel 91, this signifies the company's present, which is the largest of their Solera barrels, and the Infinity barrel, which is around 28% of the blend, symbolizing the company's future. The ornately designed Infinity Solera barrel is filled with an innovative blend of malt and rye malt whiskeys from both their experimental and riverfront distilleries. This 12th anniversary blend will be available at the Chattanooga Whiskey Experimental Distillery and on shelves in select states with price tag of $60.
Oh, that's a pretty good price.
Yeah.
I was fortunate enough to hang out with Tim. This was about a year ago. I was in Chattanooga. And I got to try all the Solera tanks or whatever. It was pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Pretty cool what they're doing.
We need to get some Solera tanks. We got to figure out what we're going to build them off of.
Yeah. Ours would be plastic.
Yeah. This is
plastic totes.
Yeah. We'll just duct tape them together.
That's right.
see how good our plastic welding skills are, too.
That's right. Put some duct tape on it.
Yeah. So we've never actually talked about this brand before, but they make a lot of noise. A lot of people know about them. If you all hear this, make sure you put us on your press release. I forget where I pulled this from, but Two Soul Spirits
has announced the launch of their spring 2024 release. This trio of single barrel whiskeys features three new distillery partners, all award-winning Midwest producers. You have Wollersheim Distillery out of Wisconsin, Middle West Spirits out of Ohio, and Rush Creek Distilling out of Illinois. So part one, which is available now, so they have their six-year straight rye whiskey from Wollersheim Distillery, 118.4 proof, 186 bottles. It's an $85 SRP. Part two is going to be their Spirits five-year dark pumpernickel rye featuring Middle West Spirits called OH Rye O, 126.7 proof. 185 bottles, finished in a hazmat rye barrel for $95, and Two Souls Spirit 6 year straight bourbon whiskey finished in Rush Creek Distilling's Bold Rush. Featuring Rush Creek Distilling Bold Rush. It's 137.4 proof, 144 bottles, and has $105 SRP. The spring 2024 release is being rolled out in two parts, each available for direct to consumer exclusively at twosoulspirits.com.
Very cool. I love these. Them and like Lost Lane are doing these cool independent bottlings from craft distilleries. It's kind of cool to help expose, you know, these producers outside of Kentucky. We were talking about this on Behind the Pursuit. You know, will people ever move past Kentucky to experience, you know, things outside of Kentucky? But so they're, a lot of people
putting them
on the map.
Yep. Yeah. I remember us doing that. It was a lot of work, though.
It is a lot of work.
It's a lot of work to go and search out all these casks to sell one barrel. So hats off to them. You all are doing a good service.
Yep.
All right. Our last one featuring our good buddy DJ over here. So Woodwork Collective and David Jennings. He also is a spirits author and founder of Rare Bird 101. They're proud to announce a bold collaboration called Raconteur Rye. And Raconteur Rye is a combination of three unique Indiana distilled 95.5 rye whiskeys, each aged a minimum of 7 years. Straight rye whiskey aged in new charred oak, straight rye whiskey aged in 48-month cured toasted oak, and a straight rye whiskey finish in a second-fill Mizanar oak cask that previously held a 16-year-old Kentucky straight bourbon. In addition, the final blend spent a month in Mizanara to refine the marriage. Bold, uncut, and unfiltered at 120.48 proof, this small-batch, barrel-proof rye whiskey will be available in limited quantities at bourbonoutfitter.com at a suggested retail price of $130, and that'll be happening on May 10th.
I'm excited about this one. I was texting with David about this when the inception of it. I thought it was a really cool experiment, you know, doing, you know, we kind of experiment doing French oak, American oak, blending them, and then he's doing, you know, standard, then toasted, and the Mizanara. So I'm interested in how he layered all those flavors components together. Mm-hmm. So, because toasted, you have like that overly, you know, kind of sweet marshmallow campfire flavors, and then Mizanara is that deep, rich tannin kind of oakiness. So I'm interested to see how it all comes together.
Oh, I definitely want to try it.
Yeah.
He must have ran his welcome out over there at Turkey. They didn't give him any rye barrels.
Right. They're like, you've done enough free press for us. You're out of barrels.
No, that's awesome. Congratulations to David. I'm excited to hopefully try that. I mean, we had a chance to try a sample.
Pride of Anderson County.
Pride of Anderson County. Fantastic
those
stuff, too.
Fantastic.
I know. Yeah. Very good stuff. Well, that's going to do it. That is This Week in Bourbon. It was a big one. A lot of press releases and everything to kind of get to as well.
Yep. Cool. I'll see you next week.
All right. That's it. Cheers, everybody.
I'll be 1 year older.
Yeah. Till next time. Bye.
Toodles.